Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Even the old boys and the tradition of there is very strong with CBHS will be shaking at the moment on the prospect of having to host the Rebels this Friday at 7 o'clock, won't you?
Yeah, I think given the way the Crusaders have been going, they could probably do some talent out of CBHS at the moment, to be frank, Smithy. But, yeah, look, in years gone by, this would be a dead rubber, wouldn't it? It would be an absolute gimme for the Crusaders, but there's no such thing as an absolute gimme for the Crusaders this year. Such has been, yes, their injury toll, but more lately their form. They're just not playing like a team that's capable of winning Super Rugby games, and that was evident against the Force. They played with no ambition on attack. When they did have the ball, they weren't brave enough. They tried to offload, and it wasn't there. Their discipline was poor, and that's all the sort of things that let opposition teams back into games or let opposition teams take control of games. It's very un-Crusaders-like, but it's really been the story of their season so far. So, yeah, you're right. You look over the last few years, Crusaders versus Rebels in Christchurch, tick box for the Crusaders. Absolutely not the case anymore. And that's also credit to the way the Rebels have been going this year under a lot of pressure with everything that's going on with that franchise. I think they've been very impressive and a great improver this year. But, yep, it's dark days down in Christchurch at the moment.